跟大家互相参考的题目是为死而活的盼望。
The topic for mutual exhortation this evening is hope to live for the Lord.
过去我们大部分都懂得对为自己而活啊。
In the past, we all know how to live for ourselves.
那么有时候有很多的事情不合自己的意思发生了以后。
And sometimes when things do not go in our way,
就会觉得很痛苦。
We would feel that we are greatly troubled.
或者是有的人是为了自己的亲人而活啊。
And some people live for their relatives.
当这个亲人不在世间的时候呢，他也不想活了。
And when these relatives are no longer in the world, they feel that they have lost everything, do not want to live.
但是我们信主的人跟一般的人的观念又不一样。
But for those of us who believe in the Lord, we have a different concept.
我们除了知道生命的价值以外
other than knowing the value of life,
更懂得体会神给我们的恩典是何等浩大。
We also know how great is the grace that the Lord has given us.
那么更能够了解我们活着是为主而活的。
Also, we know that when we live for the Lord.
虽然有一些不如意的事情发生
although there would be something that are unfortunate that would happen in our life,
你会抓住因为为主而活而快乐的。
But we would still live in joy because we know we would live for the Lord.
也会有一股力量来克服一切的困难。
And also we would have a source of strength for us to overcome all our problems.
所以保罗在强调我们呢要为主而活啊。
Hence, Paul emphasized that we should all live for the Lord.
我们请看哥林多后书五章十五节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章十五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。保罗在这边提到主耶稣为众人而死啊。
Paul mentions here that Jesus died for all.
就是他被钉在十字架上担当众人的罪过。
And he was nailed on the cross and he bore the sins of all.
来接受天父的惩罚。
In order that he would be punished by the heavenly Father.
因此他完成了救恩啊。
Hence he completed the salvation.
来拯救世人脱离罪恶的辖制
just so that the people of the world would be released from their sins
所以我们今天相信主的人都因为主耶稣的牺牲我们得到称义
and all those of us who are living today was a result of the death of Jesus
那保罗在这边提到说基督呢为我们而死但是他又复活了
and Paul mentions here thatAlthough Jesus died for all, but he was also raised.
因为他的复活呢，要叫我们这些信主的人的灵命也复活。
And because of his resurrection, it enables all those of us who believe in Christ had our spiritual self also resurrected.
所以自从信主以后呢，我们就为主而活。
And since we have believed in the Lord, we have lived for the Lord.
但是主耶稣从死里复活以后不久呢，他就升天了。
And after Jesus has raised from his death, and a little longer he was taken to heaven.
所以主耶稣是在天上活着。
And he is now living in heaven.
那么我们信主的人是活在这个地面上的。
But for those of us who believe in the Lord are still living in this world.
所以保罗在这边所说的活呢，可以说分为两种。
AndThe living that Paul mentions here can be divided into two parts.
主耶稣在天上活着是属灵的。
And Jesus is living in heaven, that's spiritual.
那么人活在世界上带着肉体在地上活着。
And those of us who are still living in the world are living in the flesh.
这情形就不一样。
And therefore these two situations are different.
我们是血肉的身体
We are living in the flesh
跟主耶稣复活荣耀的身体不一样
And we are different from the glorified body of Jesus after he was raised from his death.
血肉的身体是暂时的,
and our fleshly body is temporary.
那么主耶稣复活荣耀的身体是永远的,
but the spiritual body of Christ is eternal.
不会生病, 不会朽坏,
it will not be corrupted and it will not fall into sickness.
不会因为岁月的摧残而, 渐渐, 败坏,
and it will not be wasted through time.
但是人在的血肉肢体就不一样,
but for those of us who are still living in the flesh, it's different.
会遭受岁月的摧残,
we will be we will deteriorate as in accordance with time.
就会渐渐朽坏,
and slowly our body will be corrupted.
那么保罗在这边说, 要我们为主而活,
here Paul says that we must live for the Lord.
也就是说, 我们活在世界上,
that's to say, those of us who are still living in this world,
世人都不知道主耶稣活在天上,
and the people of the world do not know that Jesus is in heaven.
所以, 主耶稣要借着我们活在这个地面上, 怎样来让世人了解基督在天上活着?
And Jesus wants us to lead others to know that he's living in heaven.
要借着我们的言语行为, 让人来知道神的恩惠, 何等的丰富啊!
And through our conduct and our behavior, that other people know the great grace of the Lord.
所以基督永远活在天上, 是要借着我们来阐明给世人知道的。
And the Lord Jesus Christ live in heaven, and through our behavior, that other people will come to know that he is in heaven.
所以我们为主而活呢, 当然就为主负了很大的使命在身上。
And for those of us who want to live for the Lord, we carry in ourselves a great commission.
因此我们不会因为, 一些小事情的挫折, 就灰心丧志。
Hence, we will not be discouraged just because we have met with some difficulties.
尤其主耶稣永远活着,
especially when Jesus is living forever.
那么会带给我们呢, 活泼的盼望。
He will give us a very lasting hope.
主耶稣死在十字架上,
Jesus died on the cross.
保罗说, 那是来表明神的爱。
Paul says that is to manifest the love of God.
那么基督从死里复活以后,
and since Jesus was raised from his death,
却要带给门徒活泼的盼望,
it brings a living hope to all his disciples.
因为他复活以后跟门徒在一起大约有40天左右,
and after he was raised from his death, he was with his disciples for about 40 days.
除了讲论神国的事情以外,
other than talking about the things in the spiritual kingdom,
也要让这些门徒了解从今以后为主而活的意义,
and he wants them to understand the meaning why they have to live for the Lord.
所以他升天去以后,
and after he was taken to heaven,
就有天使来向, 那些亲眼看到主耶稣升天的门徒说,
and the angels were sent to show the disciples
他怎样上去, 还要怎样再来,
how he went up, it would be the same way that he would come back.
那么这种情形要带给门徒无穷的希望,
and this would bring eternal hope to the disciples.
所以主耶稣的复活按照彼得呢, 他在阐明这个道理的时候,
and Peter also explained this scriptural truth,
要带给我们活泼的盼望,
so that all of us will have a living hope.
我们请看彼得前书第一章第三节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章第三节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾造自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。第四节。
Verse 4.
可以得着，不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能摧残，为你们存留在天上的基业。彼得在这边提到有关基督从死里复活，然后重生我们。
And Peter here mentioned about the death of Christ and his resurrection.
所以要带给我们活泼的盼望。
He said this would bring living hope to all those who believe in him.
这种盼望呢，要延续到来生。
And this kind of living hope will continue to the next life.
我们今天为主而活，带着血肉的身体，在这个地面上生存。
And those of us who are still living in this world and living for the Lord,
这个是会朽坏的。
And this bodies of ours will be perishable.
但是我们的盼望不会改变。
But our hope will not change.
保罗彼得在第四节提到说要得到不能朽坏的。
And Peter mentioned here in verse 4 that the body would not be perishable.
因为我们有这种活泼的盼望
and because we have this living hope,
所以今天为主而活啊，结果呢很有意义的
and hence those of us who live for the Lord today will find great meaning in our life.
那么有关这种情形呢，保罗在哥林多后书第五章第一节开始就提到这个事情
and with regard to this situation, Paul also mentioned this.
我们请看哥林多后书第五章第一节
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1.
我们从第一节看到第五节。
From verse 1 to 5.
哥林多后书第五章第一节到第五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 to 5.
我们原知道，我们做地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得神所造的。不是人所造的，在天上永存的房屋。第二节
，two，
我们在这帐篷叹息啊，在这帐篷里叹息，深想得那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服。第三节
，three，
倘若穿上被遇见的时候，就不至于畜生了。第四节
，four，
我们在这帐篷里面叹息劳苦。并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫做必死的被生命称灭。第五节
，five，
从此陪主我们的就是神，他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据。这一段里面呢，保罗提到帐篷、房屋、衣服、叹息种种的事情。
In these verses, Paul mentioned about the tent and other things.
第一节提到呢，这个地面上的帐篷会拆毁。
And in verse 1, it says that the tent that is built on the earth would be destroyed.
然后要得到不是人所造的，就是在天上永存的房屋，就是主耶稣为我们所预备的。
So that later on we would get a dwelling that was built in heaven.
那这边所提到的帐篷是指着我们的血肉之体。
And this tent that is mentioning here refers to our fleshly body.
那么永存的房屋是指着荣耀的身体。
And this the heavenly built dwelling refers to our glorified bodies.
那么我们血肉的身体呢是暂时的。
And the fleshly body is temporary.
也就是说，你在世界上生存是暂时的。
That is to say, those of us who live in this world, are temporary.
那么复活荣耀的身体是永远的。
But after resurrection, the bodies are eternal.
那是在天上的。
And that will happen in heaven.
所以保罗在这边提到暂时的跟永久的当然不一样的。
And the thing.That Paul mentioned here is temporary and eternal, and they are two totally different things.
那么我们今天活着穿着这个血肉之体是暂时的，但是是为主而活啊。
And the body that we have in this world are temporary, but we have to live for the Lord.
因此，我们每个人呢都有在基督里的盼望。
Consequently, all of us have got hope in the Lord.
也就是说，我们带着暂时的血肉之体呢，结束以后就要得到永久的身体呀。
That's to say, after our temporary body has expired, then we will get an eternal body.
这样呢，要成为我们每一个人活泼的盼望。
And this will become the living hope in every one of us.
所以为主而活的人，虽然有不如意的事情发生啊。
And although there are unfortunate things happen to those who believe in the Lord.
虽然有很多的事情啊，让你有挫折感。
Although you feel that there are lots of things that are not going in your way.
但是你为主而活的观念没有改变。
But your concept of living for the Lord will never change.
你就会因此而从主那边得到安慰跟鼓励。
And in this way, you will be able to have encouragement from the Lord.
你就有信心能够去克服一切的困难，要为主而活，为主来做一些事情。
Then you will have the faith to overcome all the difficulties and continue to live for the Lord.
那么有关保罗在这边提到地上的帐篷。
With respect to the tent that is on this earth mentioned by Paul,
这个指的我们的肉体活在地面上，还有指的我们肉体的生活。
And this refers to our fleshly body on this earth and also how we live in this world.
我们请参看彼得后书第一章十三节。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章十三节到十五节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verses 13 to 15.
我以为应当趁我还在这帐篷的时候提醒你们，激发你们。十四节。
14。
因为知道我脱离这帐篷的时候快到了，正如我们主耶稣基督所指示我的。十五节。
15。
并且我要尽心竭力，使你们在我去世以后的时候来，常纪念这些事情。彼得是主耶稣忠心的门徒。
And Peter is a faithful disciple of the Lord Jesus.
他在这边提到说他还在这个帐篷的时候，就指着他还活着的时候。
And he mentions here when he is still living in the tent, meaning that he is still living in the flesh.
他有责任要提醒这些信耶稣的人。
And he has duty and responsibility to remind all those who believe in the Lord Jesus.
他有强烈的责任感，要来勉励信徒永远站在主的恩典当中。
He has a strong belief that he would encourage all the followers to have strong faith.
但是他写这封信的时候，他感受到他的这个帐篷呢快要拆毁了。
And when he was writing this letter, he knew that this tent of his might be destroyed soon.
可能他年纪不小。
It was possible that he was then quite advanced in age.
他也感受到。在世界上的时间不多了。
He could feel that his time in this world might not be long.
所以他能够尽他的力量跟本分呢，来为主耶稣做一些事情。
Hence, he wanted to use all his remaining strength to do something for the Lord Jesus.
所以保罗所提到的帐篷呢，就跟彼得的观念一样，是指着我们的肉体。
Hence, the concept of the tent, as referred by Paul, is the same as Peter, which is referring to our fleshly bodies.
那当然也包括我们肉体的的生活啊。
And of course, this would also include how we live.
也就是说，我们活在地面上的生活内容都包括在帐篷里面。
And it refers to the contents of how we live, which is included in the tent.
那也表示呢，这种帐篷的生活是暂时性的。
And it also symbolizes that living in a tent is only temporary.
我们请参看希伯来书十一章第九节。
Let's turn to Hebrew chapter 11, verse 9.
希伯来书十一章第九节。
Hebrew chapter 11, verse 9.
他因着信，就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷。以那同盟一个应许的以撒雅各一样。希伯来书的作者在这边提到圣民的圣民之主呢亚伯拉罕。
And the author of Hebrews mentioned here about Jacob.
他因着信就在神所应许的迦南地做客旅的生活。
And through faith he lived in the promised land as a sojourner.
他离开了故乡，来这个啊别人居住的地方。
He left his original place in order to live there.
他在一生当中啊，就是住在帐篷里面生活。
And in his entire life, he lived in the tent.
那么他的儿子、他的孙子都跟他一样的。
And his sons and grandchildren follow him.
都是过着帐篷的生活。
Living the same way.
所以当亚伯拉罕他来到迦南地的时候，
Hence when Abraham came to the land of Canaan,
他就在那边筑坛献祭给神，搭帐篷居住。
And he built an altar and also made sacrifices to God.
我们从创世纪里面就可以了解，这三代的人物呢，都是过着帐篷的生活。
And from the book of Genesis, we would come to understand that these three generations live in a tent.
我们请参看《创世纪》十二章第八节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 12, verse 8.
创世纪十二章第八节。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 8.
从那里，他又迁到伯特利东边的山，租搭帐篷。西边是伯特利，东边是埃。他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。亚伯拉罕来到迦南地以后，
When Abraham came to the land of Canaan,
他们搬到一个地方呢，就在那边搭帐篷。
And wherever he came to a certain place, he would build a tent.
过着帐篷的生活。
To live a life of a tent.
还有一点很重要的，就是有关他的信仰生活。
And the other important point is his life of faith.
也就是说，筑坛求告神的名。
That is to say, wherever he went, he built an altar to call on the name of the Lord.
这跟我们今天为主而活一样的。
And this is similar to us today who live for the Lord.
为主而活在这个世界上是帐篷的生活。
And to live for the Lord in this world is to live in a tent.
这种生活是暂时性的。
And this kind of life is temporary.
我们再看十三章的十八节。
Let's read chapter 13, verse 8.
十三章十八节
Chapter 13, verse 8.
亚伯兰就搬了帐篷来到希伯伦曼利的橡树那里居住，在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。这里又提到亚伯兰呢，又搬到一个地方。
Here it mentions that Abraham went to another place.
他在那边还是一样的居住帐篷。
And there he was also living in a tent.
他过着帐篷的生活。
He lived a life dwelling in tent.
表示他在世界上的日子是暂时的。
That was to say that his life in this world was only temporary.
但是这种暂时性的生活，他没有忘记信仰的生活。
Although this life was temporary, but he never forgot about his faith.
那么希伯来书的作者提到亚伯拉罕以外，又提到他的儿子以撒。
And the author of the book of Hebrew, other than mentioning him, he also mentioned his son Isaac.
那么以撒在创世纪里面的记录呢，也是一样搭帐篷生活。
And the recording of Isaac is the same in the book of Genesis that he was also living a life in a tent.
就在创世纪二十六章里面也有提到以撒呢租搭帐篷的事情。
And this was also mentioned in Genesis chapter 26.
那么希伯来书的作者又提到雅各，就是亚伯拉罕的孙子。
And the author of Hebrew also mentioned about Jacob, who is the grandson of Abraham.
雅各呢，他在世的日子也相当长。
And Jacob lived a very long life in the world.
他活到147岁。
He lived until the age of 147.
大多数的时间都过着帐篷的生活。
And almost his entire life was spent in the tent.
那亚伯拉罕他在世的日子有175年。
And Abraham lived in this world for 175 years.
也都是过着帐篷的生活。
He also lived a life in a tent.
与我们现在的人比较起来，他们是非常的长寿。
And compared with us today, they live very long life.
但是他们感受到也是暂时的生活。
But even then, they still felt that their life was temporary.
我们再看创世纪三十三章。
Let's turn to Genesis.
三十一章。
Chapter 31.
三十一章二十五节。
Verse 25.
创世纪三十一章二十五节。
Genesis chapter 31, verse 25.
拉班追上雅各，雅各在山上出他帐篷，拉班和他的众弟兄也在基列山上租他帐篷。这里记载雅各离开他舅舅的城以后呢，他也是在半路上搭帐篷。
And here is recorded that after Jacob has left his uncle, and on his way, he also built his tent.
后来他回到迦南地呢，也是照样搭帐篷。
And after he has returned to the land of Canaan, he also built a tent.
我们再参看三十三章十七节到十九节。
Let's read Genesis
33. 三十三章十七节到十九节。
Verses 17 to 19.
雅各就往苏哥去，在那里为自己盖造房屋，又为牲畜搭棚，因此那地方名叫苏哥，就是棚的意思。十八节。
18.
雅各从巴旦亚兰回来的时候，平平安安地到了迦南地的示剑城，在城东租他帐篷。十九节。
19.
就用100块银子向示剑的父亲哈莫的祖孙买了租帐篷的那块地。这里记载雅各呢到苏哥去的时候呢，有在那边盖房屋啊。
And here's recorded that when Jacob went to Succoth, he built a house.
那这个地方呢，为什么给他起名叫苏哥呢？
Why was it they named this place Succoth?
这个小字这边有解释说是就棚的意思啊。
There is an explanation here to say that this means tent.
所以雅各的心态也是一族的，觉得他的生活就是帐篷的生活。
And the feeling of Jacob is that his life is to live in a life of tent.
后来他到数建城的东边呢，那边又在那边搭帐篷生活。
And later on, he went to Shechem and also lived a life in a tent.
所以希伯来书的作者他就看出这三代呢，在树上的生活就是帐篷的生活。
And the author of the book of Hebrew knew that these three live a life of in a tent.
所以保罗提到我们要为主而活的人，但是这种活是帐篷的生活。
And Paul mentions about those who live for the Lord would live a life in a tent.
那么有一天呢，这个帐篷会拆毁。
And one day this tent would be destroyed.
这是指着人生是非常短暂的。
That's to say, the life of a person is very short in this world.
很快就过去的。
And very quickly, the life will pass away.
所以在诗篇里面呢，古代有一些圣徒作书说啊。
And in the Psalms, is mentioned.
说人生非常的短暂。
That the life of a man is very short.
如果以亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各来说呢？
But if we were to look at Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob,
他们的一生啊，是可以说100多年啊，都相当长的。
They live a life of more than 100 years, could be considered as very long.
但是在他们的内心的感觉上呢，是非常的短暂。
But in their heart, they felt that they still live a very short life.
有一次，雅各他有机会进入埃及的王宫啊。雅各有机会呢，到埃及王宫去。
Once Jacob has a chance to go to the palace in Egypt.
那时候埃及王法老就问雅各说，你今年几岁啊？
And at that time, the Pharaoh asked him how old was he.
雅各告诉他。
And Jacob told him.
有100多岁啊。
That he was more than 100 years old.
可以说是相当长寿的一位老人家。
And he can be considered as one who has already lived a very long life.
但是他内心的感受怎么样呢？
But how was he exactly feeling in his heart?
我们请看创世纪47章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 47.
创世纪47章。
Genesis 47.
请看第九节
Verse 9。
雅各对法老说：“我寄在树的年日是130岁，我平生的年日又少又苦，不及我列祖在树寄居的年日。”当埃及王问及他啊年纪多大
？When Pharaoh asked Jacob how old was he？
他说130岁。
He said he was 130 years old。
可以说非常长寿的。
We can consider as very long life。
但是他内心的感受呢，是又少又苦啊。
But yet he felt in his heart that it was too few and too sorrowful。
他觉得呢，他比不上他的列祖。
He felt that he could not be compared with his forefathers。
也许他知道他的祖父、他的父亲身体都非常好。
This might be because he knew that his grandfather or great-grandfather had very good health.
像亚伯兰活到175岁。
Just as Abraham who lived 175 years.
所以在这个时候呢，雅各他深深感受到比不上他的祖先啊。
And at that time, Jacob felt that he could not be compared with his grandparents.
这就是保罗所强调的，我们为主而活呢，是。
For those who understand this, for living for the Lord, then they would not take it so seriously when they met difficulties.
啊，对不如意的事情呢，也比较啊能够看开呀。
And they would be able to overlook many things that are not that won't come in their way.
因为知道这是暂时的。
Because they know that all these are temporary.
知道这有一天呢会结束的。
They know that one day.It will come to an end.
也知道呢，啊，这种血肉之体呢，啊，会渐渐朽坏。
They also know that these fleshly bodies will slowly waste away.
也知道为主而活的人，活在这个啊帐篷里面呢，这个帐篷没有办法带到天上去的。
And also, they would understand that this tent in this world cannot be taken to heaven.
因此，保罗他强调要。换给我们永久的房屋啊。
Hence, Paul mentioned that we should be more concerned with the everlasting dwelling.
因为呢，我们带着血肉之体不能进天国。
Because with a fleshly body, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
只有呢，啊，复活荣耀的身体才能够居住在属灵的天国里面。
And only the glorified bodies after resurrection would be able to live in the kingdom of heaven.
我们请看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
五十节。
Verse 50.
哥林多前书十五章五十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50.
弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的国。必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。我们现在为主而活是血肉之体呀。
We live for the Lord, refers to our fleshly bodies.
如果这是永远的，对我们呢就没有益处了。
And if this is eternal, then it won't be of benefit to us.
因为血肉之体不能承受神的果。
Because a fleshly body cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven.
这个是必朽坏的。
And these fleshly bodies are perishable.
那将来在天国里面是属灵的，不能朽坏的。
But later on in the heavenly kingdom, the bodies are imperishable.
因此呢，我们会朽坏的血肉之体呢，不能承受属灵的神的国。
Hence, our perishable bodies cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
所以保罗在十九节这边说啊
，And in verse 19, Paul says，
说我们这些靠着基督的人，为主而活的人
，And those of us who live for the Lord Jesus，
我们如果主把我们指望放在今生的话
，If we were to pin our hope in this life，
那么比没有信耶稣的会感受到更可怜呐、啊、
，Then will be even more pitiful than those who do not believe in Jesus.
所以我们每个人为主而活的人的指望呢，是放很远的。
Hence, the hope of every one of us who live for the Lord has our hope being put far away.
也就是说从今生延续到来生的。
That is to say our hope would continue from this life to the next life.
因此我们每一个为主而活的人呢，盼望是非常活泼的。
Hence, those of us who live for the Lord has very active hope.
因为在基督里面要把这个暂时的变为永久性的。
Because we want to turn this hope into a lasting hope.
所以保罗才在哥林多后书第五章第一节强调，帐篷跟永久的房屋是不一样的。
That's why Paul mentions that the temporary tent is different from the one that is built in the heavenly kingdom.
房屋呢是永久性的。
A dwelling is lasting.
比如说你盖房屋啊，一住就要好几十年。
And for anyone to build a dwelling, he would live in there for a number of years.
那么你到野外搭帐篷呢，一两天都要收起来了。
But if you were to go to another area to build a tent, you would dismantle in a few days.
那么保罗把我们的这个现在活的这个身体呢，就跟我们到野外去扎帐篷一样的。
And Paul is mentions that our body is the same like having a tent being pitched outside.
当我们到野外搭帐篷在那边玩的时候
，And when we go to the rural areas to pitch the tent，
那种心情跟住在永久性的房屋呢不一样的。
That feeling of living the tent is quite different from living in everlasting dwelling。
那保罗所说永久的房屋呢，就是使得我们呢，复活的灵体呀、啊。
And the everlasting dwelling that Paul mentions refers to the spiritual dwelling.
还有复活以后的灵体所要居住属灵的天国的地方。
And the resurrected body will live in the heavenly dwelling.
那么我们今天为主而活呢，就会延续到那种情形的。
And for those of us who live for the Lord, will be connected to that.
所以为主而活的人有活泼的盼望
and to live for the Lord will have very active hope
不会因为一些小小的事情而呢让他痛苦
they will not suffer just because something unfortunate happened to them
那么真正为主而活的人呢是有属灵的快乐
and for those who really live for the Lord will have a spiritual joy
因为他有活泼的盼望
This is because you have living hope
一个人如果没有盼望的话
If one hasn't got a living hope
他会活得很消极
Then he would live a very depressing life
一个人如果有活泼的盼望呢他的人生是积极性的
If he has a living hope he will have very activeness in him
这也就是我们今天的每个人为主而活呢而充满了盼望
and for those of us who live for the Lord today would be filled with the living hope
所以保罗在哥林多后书呢他有强调看得见的跟看不见的不一样
and Paul mentions in 2 Corinthians that things that can be seen and cannot be seen are different
我们请看哥林多后书第四章
let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4
16节到18节
verses 16 to 18
哥林多后书第四章十六节到十八节
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 16 to 18
所以我们不要伤胆外敌虽然毁坏内心却一天心是一天我们做助战助亲的苦主要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀十八节
18
原来我们不是顾念所见的乃是顾念所不见的因为所见的是暂时的所不见的是永远的保罗在这边提到说外敌会毁坏
Paul mentions here that our outer nature can be wasted away
尤其人到年纪大的时候会感觉到身体的各部门呢不如从前啊
especially when one is old he would feel that his health would not be as it was before
连讲话都迟钝记忆力也差
And when we talk, we were slow, and also our memory is not as good as before.
行动都慢吞吞的。
Even our movement is slow.
但是呢，做 并不表示呢你已经绝望了。
However, this doesn't mean that you have already lost hope.
保罗在这边强调，你的内心还是一天一心是一天呐、啊。
And Paul here emphasized that your inner nature is still being renewed every day.
在基督里呀、啊，外皮会老，内心不会老的。
And in the Lord, although the outer nature may be old, but the inner nature will never be.
因为我们有盼望。
That's because we have this hope.
我们能够看透呢啊，世界上助战助侵的一些啊痛苦呢啊是暂时性的。
If we are able to understand that the affliction in this world is only temporary,
那么因为你有将来荣耀的盼望
，and because we have this hope in us for the future,
保罗在这边说是无比永远的荣耀
，and this would be a great glory.
并且是极重的价值啊
！And they are beyond comparison and beyond value.
所以我们今天为主而活呢，越活越有盼望。
And for those of us who live for the Lord today, the more we live, the more hope we have.
那么十八节他提到说，我们是顾念所不见的。
And verse 18 says that we may remember the things that we cannot see.
一些属灵的事情，虽然肉眼看不见
，and some of things that are spiritual are not something that we can, that are visible.
但是那是有价值的，是永远的。
But they are of great value and they are eternal.
看得见的物质，看得见的肉体
，and the things that we can see,
这些呢都是暂时的
，and all these are temporary.
这是保罗在这边呐、啊，他特别强调的。
This is an emphasis of Paul here.
所以接下来在五章第一节，他就提到地上的帐篷会拆毁的。
And following in chapter 5 verse 1, he mentioned that the tent that is built in this world will be destroyed.
然后呢，我们要得到神啊所造的要给我们的，就是永存的房屋啊。
Then we must look forward to the dwelling that God built for us, which is the dwelling in heaven.
这是指的我们啊复活荣耀的灵体呀、啊。
This refers to our spiritual body.
那么这种灵体是超越时间空间的。
And this spiritual body will not be controlled by time.
主耶稣从死里复活以后的身体呢，就是这种身体。
And the body that Jesus was resurrected from death.Is this kind of body?
是超越一切的。
It is beyond the control of all things.
当他的门徒因为害怕犹太人的逼迫，门关起来在聚会的时候
，and when his disciples deny him，
主耶稣复活的身体也能够进去啊。
And the resurrected body of Jesus was able to enter, even though they have locked the door.
当门徒肚子饿的时候，要出一些食物呢，也希望主耶稣分享，拿给他，主耶稣照样吃给他们看。
And when the disciples were hungry, they distributed the food to Jesus. He also ate this food.
这是荣耀的身体呢，跟血肉主体的差别太大。
And this is because the difference between a spiritual body and a fleshy body was very different.
那么，这种福气呢，是要主耶稣要赐给那些为主而活的人呐。
And this kind of blessing will be given by Jesus to those who live for him.
世界上的一切呢，保罗在哥林多前书里面也有强调。
And the things of this world was mentioned by Paul.
都将要过去的。
They would be transient and eventually will pass away.
请看哥林多前书第七章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
31节。
Verse 31.
哥林多前书第七章31节。
First Corinthians chapter 7 verse 31.
用树上物的要像不用树物的，因为做树界的样子将要过去。我们今天为主而活的人都在用树界的东西呀。
And for those of us who live for the Lord, we still have to deal with this world.
有的人他能够用的比较丰富啊。
And some of the people would use more abundant things.
那有的人是刚刚好的也有。
And for others, they only have just sufficient things to use.
那有的人呢，经常感觉到呢，不够。 空的也有。
And there were also those who feel that they have not had sufficiency.
但是这种情形都会过去的。
But all this would pass away eventually.
但是为主而活的人
But for those who live for the Lord,
他会觉得在为主而活的当中呢是用不完的。
And they would feel that they have, they would feel that they would never use up all the things that the Lord has given them.
有时候会感受到呢，刚刚够用。
But sometimes they feel that they have just sufficient to use.
有时候会感受到太丰富了，再分给别人。
And sometimes they feel that they have more abundant things and they would share with others.
这是为主而活的人的，他的眼光跟一般的人不一样的。
And this.Is the difference between those who live for the Lord and those who don't?
因为他有活泼的盼望。
This is because they have living hope.
所以为主而活呢，这一段日子他会觉得很有意义的。
Hence, for those who live the Lord, they feel that their time has great meaning.
接下来，保罗又提到呢，我们在这个帐篷的生活有叹息。
And Paul also mentioned to live in the tent would also bring groanings.
他又提到呢，我们要脱上地上的衣服，还要再穿上什么
？And he also mentioned about putting on, taking off certain clothing and to put on others.
这是他在哥林多后书第五章呢，我们刚才有看到第一节到第五节的这一段里面。
And this mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1 to 5.
也就是说，天上来的房屋，还有呢，好像穿上衣服啊。
And he mentioned about the dwelling that came from heaven, just like putting on clothing.
穿衣服是增加人的体面，能够带给人荣耀。
And put on the clothing means you are showing your appearance to bring glory to others.
那么我们在基督里面呢，所要得到的就是这种荣耀。
And for those of us who live for the Lord would want this glory.
但是现在为主而活呢，脱不了叹息的事情。
But to live for the Lord would also make us groan.
那么有关第二节到第五节呢，我们下一次呢，再来谈这些问题。
With respect to verses 1 to 5, we will discuss this in another service.
那今天晚上呢，就跟各位谈到这边跟大家做参考。
And for this evening, my sermon ends here.